就好了。
然后照你说的，他们非要是恶劣一个。
我告诉你，
阿泰利，
神不要你破碎。
God doesn't want you to be broken.
神能够把你修回。
God can repair.
把你使你再一次完整。
One more time, you can be a good one.
再一次回到他的旨意。
That you want to come back to his plan.
有一件考古的东西给我很感动的。
There was an architect. This archaeological story.
有一个女考古学家。
This lady archaeologist
她找到了在乌尔，就是亚伯拉罕离开米索波达米的那个城市，这个乌尔的这个古墓里面找到一个很漂亮的这个琴。
She found also in Ur where Abraham was there was this musical instrument.
那是一个竖琴。
Musical instrument,
a harp,
a harp.
那这个竖琴的样子呢，刚刚跟后来是完全不一样。
The shape of this harp is different compared to the later production.
你们都知道，米索波达米是整个地球上最古老的、被知道的、可以查考的文化的发源地。
You know, the Mesopotamia actually is the original place of the most ancient culture that could be discovered until today.
现在台北正在展览罗浮宫所藏的268件。米索波达米文化留下来的东西。
Even in Taipei Museum today, they are displaying those 268 articles which have been found in that place.
包括那个 Hammurabi stone,
including that stone, Hammurabi stone.
但是呢，他们的展览没有我今天讲的这件事情。
But in even their this display, it was not something they have talked about.
今天我讲的这个琴呢
，and this harp
是藏在 Tel Aviv。藏在这个现在的这个犹太国以色列国里面的博物馆里面。
It's kept in the museum of Tel Aviv.
这个女人呢
，and this lady
她找到以后呢
，when he found this，
完全支离破碎。
It was in fragments.
那她怎么样呢
？What did she do？
她很有耐心的
，she had a patience，
把那些碎片一个一个把它做回来
，piece by piece to put together。
那是很难的事情。
Something difficult.
这个琴的历史至少有4000年了。
Because this happened more than 4,000 years of history.
坏的烂掉了
，totally broken.
慢慢修整
，slowly starts to repair.
要花很大的耐心
，and she must have been patient.
你知道花几年的功夫
？You know how many years does she spend?
用8年的时间
，8 years
做这件事情。
Only this one thing she did.
全部做回原状的时候
，when she restored,
震惊全世界。
It shook the whole world.
原来那个时候亚伯拉罕的时代
，at the time of Abraham，
人能够炼的黄金纯洁度比今天的99.9%还更纯洁。
Even the gold at that time was purer than what we have, 99.999%.
古文明的这个精密度的智慧同工作的果效
，the wisdom of coming ancient civilization had this product
完全的推翻19世纪对考古学肤浅的认识。
Totally, it goes against the shattered knowledge of the 19th century archaeology.
20th century 的考古学
and the 20th century archaeology
重新奠定圣经的可靠性。
Again, you want to reconfirm the reliability of the Bible.
In 圣经所讲的话，19世纪的新派神学家都把它否定掉。
Because what the Bible says, the 19th century liberals want to go against it.
他们不是神学家，他们是鬼学家。
They are not theologians.
因为他们不信神的话，他们替鬼说话。
Because they do not believe in the word of God, they speak for the sake of.
20世纪的时候
，when it comes to 20th century,
许多的考古学家
，many of the archaeologists.
圣地考古学的一切的艺术品同这个存留下来的古物中间发现神的话都是真的。
When they rediscover all the artifacts in the Holy Land, they find that the Bible is true.
不但如此，上帝做一个大的开玩笑
，God make a joke with us.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
他故意叫不信主的人做考古学家研究这个事情。
He allowed the non-Christian archaeologists to study this.
所以不是基督徒替圣经说话。
It's not the Christian that speaks for the Bible.
非基督徒替圣经说话。
It's a non-Christian that speaks for the Bible.
我把这些讲完了以后
，After this，
我们回到要提的主题
，When it comes to
就是因为有价值。所以要用更大的代价把你原有的价值把它重整回来。
You might use a higher value to redeem you.
主啊，我是软弱的。
God, I'm weak.
主啊，我是罪人。
God, I'm a sinner.
主啊，我是仇敌。
God, I'm your enemy.
那我应当被打死。
I must be king.
你我做你的仇敌。
Because I'm your enemy.
你应当打死。
You are king.
你应当毁灭我。
You must destroy.
你赐我灭亡。
You must destroy me.
主说不。
God said no.
虽然你软弱。
Even though you're weak.
我会给你刚强起来。
I will strengthen you.
虽然你有罪。
Even though you are sinner.
我会赦你的。
I can cleanse you.
虽然你做我的仇敌。
Even though you are my enemy.
我要把你挽回过来，成为我的儿女。
I want to redeem you, redeem my children.
你说真的吗？
Is that true?
你的爱是这样吗？
Such is love.
上帝说是。
我 say yes.
我就是爱。
I'm love.
我爱软弱的人。
I love the weak one.
我爱罪人。
I love the sinners.
我爱仇敌。
I love my enemies.
这是神与人不同的地方。
This is the difference of God and man.
人遇到仇敌，
when man encounter,
马上拔起弓，拉起箭来。
They want to kill them.
我们遇到仇敌
，when the middle enemy，
马上把仇恨的火升上来。
It burns with the fire of hatred。
神不是如此
办，
神要挽回我们。
God wants to reconcile。
所以青年人注意
，young man， 别
你这一生交往朋友
，for your whole life when you befriend friends，
对你不好的人，你不要恨他。
Those who are no good to you， don't hate them。
因为如果你一样恨他。
Because you, if you were to hate them, like they
降低自己的身份
，that you lower your position，
变成与他同等低品。
So you are the same as with them in meanness。
你说唐牧师，我应该怎么样呢
？How should I do, Pastor Tom？
你应当用非常伟大的这个心情
，using a great kind of accommodation，
高尚的人格
，very noble person，
宽大的胸怀
，very wide heart， that have
包容他。
Accommodate them，
挽回他
，redeem them，
改变他
，change them，
你是可能吗
？Is it possible？
可能
，possible。
神用的就是这个办法。
Such is the manner that God used。
今天许多的领袖不能包容不同意见的人。
Today a lot of leaders cannot accommodate those are different with them。
一点就杀，一点就赶
，kill or exile。
但神不是如此。
That's not with God。
当我们还软弱的时候
，when we are yet weak，
当我们还做罪人
，when we are yet sinners，
当我们还做仇敌的时候
，when we are yet enemies，
上帝用怎样的态度来待我们
？With what attitude that God deal with us？
上帝在第六、第八、第十节把这些话告诉我们。
In verses 6, 8, and 10,
为什么
？Why？
因为他知道我们是有价值。
Because he knows that we are valuable。
他要重整我们。
So he wants to reconcile us.
他要全备的再一次把我们恢复过来。
Once again, he'll restore us.
那么第六节怎么样讲的
？Verse six tells us.
当我们还软弱的时候
，When we are weak, we are still weak.
基督按照所定的日期为我们死了。
Christ, according to appointed time, died for us.
这个很奇妙的。
This is something marvelous.
当我们还软弱的时候
，When we are yet weak,
基督为我们死。
Christ died for us.
好，我们大家来看。
We want to read this.
一同来读。第六节，一二三，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的的死，为罪人死。第七，为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有感觉的。第九、第八节，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，上帝的爱就在此。向我们显明了，这一节圣经太伟大了，因为我们还软弱的时候，基督照着所定的旨意，为我们这些不敬虔的人来死。
Those who are ungodly, but yet according to appointed time, Christ Jesus died for us when we are still weak.
我们软弱的时候
，when you're weak，
我们是不敬虔的
，we are ungodly，
我们抵挡上帝
，we go against God。
但是圣经说他按照。所定的日期为我们死。
According to appointed time, he died for us. The Bible says.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
上帝不等你做好人以后才来爱你。
God doesn't wait until you turn to be good, then he will love you.
因为上帝所定的日期是很奇妙的。
Because the appointed time of God is so amazing.
基督的死。
The death of Christ
照着时间表
，It is going to timetable。
那么你说，基督死的时候我还没生出来。
You see, when Christ died, I was not born yet。
为什么说我软弱的时候他为我死的
？Was it you say that when I see weak, he died for me？
他为你死是在时间表已经定下来，已经早就成全。
Because according to timetable, he died for you and that's been fixed。
但是神的时间不是人的时间
，But God's time is our time。
所以神不在时间过程的中。
Because God is not in the process of time and being discarded by time.
现在我要用属灵的眼光给你解释时间的相对论。 论。
With the spiritual side under explaining the relativity of time，
请你注意听。
Pay attention。
如果我坐飞机从新加坡一直到吉隆坡。
If I would take a plane from Singapore to Kuala Lumpur，
那么我是说我离开新加坡。
I say I leave Singapore，
我要到吉隆坡。
I would come to Kuala Lumpur。
这样说，飞机飞到马六甲上面的时候
，So when this plane come up Malacca，
我就听见飞机的机长讲话了。
I heard the pilot announcing，
他说新加坡已经过去了。
Singapore has passed，
吉隆坡还没有来。
Kuala Lumpur is coming。
现在是马六甲了。
Now is Malacca。
那你明白吗
？Understand？
新加坡已经过去了。
We're past Singapore。
吉隆坡还没有来。
And where's Kuala Lumpur is ahead？
现在在马六甲的上面。
Now we are up in Malacca。
那么呢，马六甲的人有的就听见这句话了。
And the Malacca people heard this。
现在是马六甲。
Now is Malacca。
他们高兴得不得了。是不是什么
事？ So、happy.
现在是马六甲。
Now is Malacca。
是不是现在是马六甲出风头的时候呢
？Is it the time for Malacca to show off？
他听见这句，不知道这句哪里来的。
When I heard it without context，
你明白我的意思吗？因为讲的人是在时间过程中，听的人是在没有时间过程的马六甲城里面。
Because the one that spoke it is in the process of time, he spoke it, but the one in Malacca, he was just outside of time context.
我不说马六甲的人没有时间过程。
I'm not saying that Malacca does not have the time process.
我说马六甲这个城市跟那个飞机的飞的过程没有关系。
Malacca city and that flight has no relationship.
所以他们听，哎，现在是马六甲。
So when they heard now it's in Malacca,
现在是马六甲。
Now is Malacca，
什么意思？现在是
吗 ？What do you mean now is Malacca？
Now is Malacca， Malacca is now， now is Malacca， 什么意思
？What do you mean by that？
那么呢，新加坡人听见那句话
，When Singaporean heard this，
新加坡已经过去了。
Singapore is past，
谁敢讲这个话
？Who dare to say that？
新加坡过去了
，Singapore is past，
新加坡变成历史了
，It's become history。
新加坡现在不重要了
，It's not important。
新加坡已经过去了
，Singapore is past，
哇，他们就发脾气了
，They want to get angry。
你敢说新加坡已经过去
？How dare you say Singapore is past？
最糟糕的是什么
？The most，
吉隆坡还没有来。
Kuala Lumpur is still here, haven't come yet.
吉隆坡还没有来。
Kuala Lumpur hasn't come yet.
那你把我们当作都在母亲肚子还没有生出来的。
You think that we are seeing the one of mother?
什么叫做吉隆坡还没有来
？When Singapore has not come yet.
那你明白我的意思了？那
现
在就这里一个过渡。
But that's a process.
这个过渡是什么呢
？What's that process?
我在程序中。
That I am in the process.
对我来说
，to me，
那个地方已经过了。
That place is.
另外一个地方还没有来。
And that place is coming.
现在正在这个。
I'm here.
是我在程序中。
I'm in the process.
但是呢
，But then，
那三个地方现在和我的程序没有关系。
That three places has no relationship with my process.
不会因为走一些路，吉隆坡就变成过去了。
It will not be time to walk a little bit further than the Singapore.
不会因为跑更远，整个马来西亚都过去了。
That it will not be because you go further, Malaysia is past.
谁敢讲马来西亚过去
？Who dare to say that Malaysia is past？
只有飞机上的人敢讲。
Only the pilot，
因为从他的路程来说已经过去了。
Because from his journey point of view is past。
但是马来西亚从来没有从历史上过去。
But Malaysia in history has never been past。
所以明白我的意思呢？
所以 understand
这个时间的相对性，一个在程序中，一个不在程序。
So that's a relativity of time. One is in station, one is not。
你要用这种思想来明白这段时
间。It is with this kind of view and understand this passage。
当我还软弱的时候
，When I'm yet sinful，
基督按照所定的那期为我死。
Christ according to appointed time died for me.
基督按照谁所定的日期
？According to whose appointed time?
是谁定的什么日期
？Who appointed and what time is that?
日期是什么时候的日期
？And what time is the time?
耶稣在2000年以前已经为我们定十字架死。
2000 years ago, Christ Jesus died for on the cross.
哦，你说那个时候我很软弱，是不是
？He said that time I was weak.
2000年前我很软弱。
2000 years ago, I was weak.
我走了2000年才变成今天变成一个这样的人。
And I walked for 2000 years before I come to this day.
我怎么了解的事情
？How can I understand this passage?
你要用刚才这个时间的相对论的眼光来看。
You must view from that kind of relativity in time, is just time.
这里是说的，当我还软弱的时候。
He said when I was yet a weak，
我根本没有资格来领受救恩的时候。
I am not qualified to receive the grace。
基督已经为我死了
，Christ Jesus died for me。
当你真正认识到耶稣为你死的时候
，When you truly know that Christ Jesus died for you，
你 你还在软弱中。
You are still in weakness.
在你这样的状况的时候，基督早就为你死了，是靠着神为他所定的时间。
It is even in that condition, God has already appointed that He died for you already.
那你说主耶稣啊
？You said, Lord Jesus.
我现在不要信你。
I don't believe.
因为我知道我不大像样。
Because I'm not good.
我还赌博。
I'm still gambling.
我还管女人。
I also prostitute.
我还说谎话。
I lie.
我还打老婆。
I beat my wife.
等我以后很好了，我就来信你比较像
样。When I turn to be good, I'll come to believe you.
如果我现在去信耶稣
，If I were to believe now,
礼拜堂就有一个不像样的基督徒。
Then the church have one person who is no good.
等我好，全部好了。我去做礼拜就比较好了。
When I become perfect, then I'll become a Christian. That'll be good for the church.
那么，耶稣基督啊，不必挂心我得救的问题吧
？Jesus, don't worry about my salvation.
因为我感到我现在不配
，because I'm not worthy now.
但我好了，我才能信。
When I'm good, I'll believe.
好不好
？Would that be good?
很好。
Good.
他怕教会以后不好基督徒。
Because I'm afraid that the church will have a bad Christian.
才好好的才搬到教会里。
When I'm a good Christian, I'm my good Christian.
不好搬进来害死教会。
If not, I will.
弄得好好了，才搬到教会。
Let me be good before I migrate to the church.
好不好
？Would that be good?
这一节的意思就是告诉不是的。
This passage says, no.
当你还有软弱的时候
，When you are yet weak,
基督已经照着神所定的律已经为你死。
Christ, according to appointment, has died for you.
不是等到你好，你才有资格领受上帝的救恩。
It is not when I think you're good, you're qualified to receive His grace.
你是等我好了，我才能信。
You say when I'm good, then I believe.
你什么时候会好
？When would you be good?
什么时候你会好
？When would you be good?
你说
什么时候你会好
？When? 我告诉你，病的时候比健康的时候好一点。
I tell you, when you're sick, you're a little bit better. When you are strong,
你病得越厉害的时候，你就更好一点。
The more you're sick, the better you are.
病得不能动的时候，你就更好更好。
When you just lie on the bed cannot move, then you're better now.
你连动都不能动，你怎么会去找小老婆
？When you cannot move, then you cannot marry a second.
动都不能动，你怎么会去赌博呢
？When you cannot move, how can you gamble?
所以什么时候最好
？When will you be good?
你死的时候比你活的时候更好。
When you die, you're better than when you're alive.
你懂吗？所以呢，病的时候比健康的更好。
So when you're sick, it's better than when you're healthy.
重病的时候比轻病的更好。
When you're seriously ill, you're better than when you're ill.
最重病的时候比重病更好。
When you're about to die, you're better than before.
病到完全不能动、不能看、不能听的时候更好。
When you're sick until you just cannot move at all, then you're much better.
你死了你就变成最好。
When you die, you're the best.
所以中国人说，世上有好人，一共有两个。
And the Chinese say, there are two good men in the world.
一个刚死掉，一个还没有生出来。
One just passed away, one is still born.
我们大家讲一下吧，一二三，世上有好人，一共有两个，一个刚死掉，一个还没有生出来。什么意思？表示你们自己或者是坏蛋。
Within those who are alive are bad people.
越健康越坏蛋。
The healthier you are, the
越病越好蛋，对不对？啊，死的时候最好蛋。
So when you die, you're the best.
不是好蛋，死蛋。
You did.
所以我告诉你，我们没有办法改好的。
You cannot change me good.
当你还软弱的时候
，When you're yet weak,
基督已经为你死。
Christ died for you.
上帝不是等你做好了才来爱你。
God does not wait until you're good.
不是
love you, no.
如果等你做好才来爱你
，If we were to wait until you're good, they love you.
那么你已经死了。
You are dead.
你什么都不能做了。
You can't do anything.
那么上帝爱等你死了才爱你做什么
？So
不是。
God wait until you die.
当你还软弱的时候
，No, when you're yet weak,
基督已经按照所定的日期。为你死。
Christ, according to appointed time, died for you.
你明白这件事
？Understand now.
接下是一句话。
Now,
为义人死是少有的。
It's very rare for those who die for righteousness.
为好人死或者有敢做的。
Many people die for good men.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
义人呢
？Righteous man.
讲正气。
They talk about justice.
讲公理。
Talk about reasoning.
不偏私。
He will not be biased.
就是见义勇为
，and also you do for the right thing.
大公无私
，he will not have selfishness.
是就说是
，yes is yes.
不是就说不是
，no is no.
他不会把光当作暗，把暗当作光。
Yeah, not dim darkness and light and light and darkness.
这种义人呢
，is a righteous man.
他的气派又万分
，righteous man.
社会中间给人尊重的
，in society people respect him.
你要不要为他死的？
Would you die for him?
你说我看他我很尊重他，他死了我就纪念他就够了。
You say that when he's alive, I respect him. When he dies, I remember him.
叫我替他死大可不必。
To die for him? No.
因为他是义人，是我可以佩服，不是我替他替他死的。
Because he's a righteous man, I only respect him. I want to die for him.
但是好人比义人更伟大。
A good man is better than righteous man.
因为好人常常顾念别人。
Because good men take care of people, men.
好人常常把自己这个把他牺牲掉来帮助别人。
Many times sacrifice themselves for others' sake.
所以好人感人肺腑。
So this good man will touch her heart.
所以你说我这样好的人呢
？Such a good man.
好了，我可以替他死了。
Yes, I can die for him.
但是这个也很少的。
But very rare.
这个为义人死是少有的。
It's rare for people to die for righteous men.
为好人死或者可以有一些的。
Maybe there are people who die for good men.
现在听说印尼有很多人为就瓦西的死。
You know, Indonesia, there are people who are prepared to die for white.
这个是历史上很少的人。
Very seldom we find this kind of people.
几万个人说为瓦希死。
Thousands of people want to die for Wahid.
真的吗？
是真的。
真的，真的刀刺下来，他逃走或者死，我就不知道了。
And when the knife came and pierced them, would they run away or would they die for him?
不过最后两个人，我听说了，这些人中间有一些是收买的。
And lastly, I heard the sound is very bought.
有一些是用钱买来的。
Some bought with money.
反对他的也是用钱买的。
And those who go against him also have.
要替他死的也是为钱买的。
Those who want to die for him also be bought by money.
那就没有什么价值了。
Then there's no value.
所以为义人死是少有的。
They're rare for those who want to die for righteous men.
为好人是或者有敢做的。
There might be someone die for a good man.
基督当我们做罪人的时候为我们死。
But while we are yet sinners, Christ is dying.
上帝的爱是再次向我们显
现。It is upon this that God's love has manifested to us.
上帝的爱就再次向我们显现。
God's love upon this has been manifested to us.
如果我没有记错，不是六二就是六三年。
It is either 62 or 63, if I remember correctly.
我或者前提的我不记得了。
I cannot remember very precisely.
年代不记得。
Not the year maybe.
但我知道发生一件事情。
But I know one thing happened.
就是有五个宣教士在南美洲传道被杀死。
The five of these missionary preaching in this South American and they were killed.
你们大概60岁以上的可能还记得那件事。
Those who are older and 60 maybe you remember this.
因为那件事轰动全世界。
Because that shook the whole world.
这五个传道人
，these five missionaries,
离开他们的家乡。
They left their home.
有的从 Chicago,
上从 Chicago,
带着妻子孩子到南美洲去传。
Brought their wife, their family to Latin America.
New York,
上从 New York,
都是美国的宣教士。
They were all American missionaries.
然后在那传道。
They were preaching there.
就替他们开垦。
And they cultivate.
帮他们种田。
And cultivate.
教他们技术。
Teach them techniques.
又领他们唱诗。
And teach them songs.
主的讲道给他们听。
And preach the gospel to them.
替他做文字。
And also create his word for them.
给他们有文化。
And they have a language.
那个很野蛮的民族。
They are very savage people.
这些人就在这些宣教士下面的慢慢懂得文化。
And these people start to have civilization. About this mission.
但是后来有一个坏的人
But later there was an evil man.
就散布谣言
He instigated people.
他就散布谣言 就散布谣言
And instigated
就叫许多的人他们组成一个反对宣教士的
So the people they organized to become a group that opposed them.
最后呢
Finally,
他们慢慢就以为这些宣教士都是来杀他们的
They thought that this missionary coming to kill them.
所以他们有一天趁着这些人不防就来暗杀他
So one day they just murder them when they are not defending themselves.
五个都被杀死
Five
被杀死以后呢
After they became,
他们欢呼庆祝成功了
so they rejoiced and celebrated.
那个时候好像是上帝忘记照顾人的样子
Look, I said God has lack of protection for them.
When people suffer, where are you, God?
当人受苦的神啊你在哪里
Are you sleepy?
你在睡觉吗
Are you absent?
你不在了吗
You forget them?
你忘记他们了吗
You ignore
你不顾他们吗
purpose led them to be killed
你故意让他们被杀
有很多事情我不能明白的
a lot of things I cannot understand
是不是上帝睡觉了
God sleep
上帝死了吗
God was
dead 上帝不顾吗这五个人死了
so all these five missionaries they died
他们那些人听谣言的人杀了又欢呼
these people heard the control rumors they rejoice
叫整个百姓出来一同欢呼
so they want all the people to rejoice
欢呼到一半的时候
Halfway,
不然有一个人说不要再叫了
A man said don't shout anymore
为什么
Why
因为这五个人是带着手枪的
Because this five missionaries came with pistols
他们知道随时随地在野蛮地方有野兽来的时候他们要开枪
Because they know that there are any beasts that come they want to kill the animals
但是原来杀他的不是野兽是他们所爱的那些人
But it is not the animals that killed them but those people they love
那些人杀他的时候 他们为了耶稣的缘故，没有一个把手枪拿出来开枪。
And no single mission took out the pistol and defended themselves.
他们个个被杀死。
So they were killed.
当他们发现原来有手枪的。
When they saw they had pistols.
他们那些人都看过他们开枪杀死耶稣。
And they had seen them using pistols to kill the animals.
为什么临死的时候不用
呢？ Was it before they died?
为什么连自己的命都不顾呢？
They don't even defend themselves.
他们欢呼到一半了，想来想去，圣灵就感动他们。
So halfway the salvation, the Holy Spirit touched them.
他们变成哭泣了。
So they cried.
这里不是坏人。
They are not bad men.
如果他们是坏人，
If the evil one,
他一定像你们说的是杀我们。
They will also defend themselves.
不但不杀我们。
They don't kill us.
当我们杀他的时候，他连拿枪来为自己保卫都不做。
So when we kill them, they even did not defend themselves with a pistol.
欢呼变成哀哭。
So they rejoice and turn to
pride. 他们咬着自己的身体。
They shake their body.
原来你是爱我们的。
That you love me.
但是他们都不能起来了。
But they could not rise anymore.
都死了。
They were dead.
一两天里面，他们的太太孩子被抱着，小小的，有的还是 baby， 就坐飞机回美国去。
Their wife and children, yes, small, but they took a plane and went back to
America. 不到几天里面
，within a few days，
全美国的教会都开追悼会。
The whole American church have this memorial service for them.
我们美国有五个年轻的宣教士被杀。
Where five young missionaries were killed.
他们的寡妇带着孩子回来。
The widow come back with the children.
有的很灰心。
Some was downhearted.
有的人说：“上帝啊，你到底在不在？”
Some say, God, were you there or not?
你爱他们，但是你不爱你的宣教士。
You love them, but you don't love the missionaries.
有的人就怀疑上帝。
Some were doubtful God.
有的人就不再去传道。
Some did not go and preach anymore.
但你知道发生什么事情？
You know what happened?
在追悼会举行的时候。
At the time of memorial service,
神的灵大大感动。
God's spirit touched people.
全美国的教会。
The whole American church
就在那一两个礼拜里
，In that one or two weeks，
许多报告进来
，Many report came back，
许多人受了感动，决定再到那个地方再去传。
Many people touched, they decided to go to that place again，
变成美国教会一个复兴
，Become a revival for America。
经过那件事以后
，After the incident，
就在一两个礼拜以后，差不多一两千个青年人对主的主啊，我要继续他们，爱他们，再去传。
Within one or two weeks, 1,000 or 2,000 Americans said, I want to decide myself to please continue the work.
不但如此，
Not only so.
在这五个家庭里面，
And within five families,
有好几个家庭做寡妇的，在抱着孩子在回去做工。
And many of these leaders took their own children and go back to the same place.
神就用五个人暂时的损失来得着的几千个人继续做圣工的荣耀。
With a temporary loss of five lives, God continued to use thousands to glorify His name in the work.
你是上帝这样残忍吗
？God is so cruel.
要呼召人传道，让五个人这样死吗
？You want to call people to
die by
five?
你错了，他们没有死。他们的身体呢？他马上享受神永远的荣耀。
Because physically they die, but they go and enjoy the presence of God.
上帝继续照顾他们的孤儿寡妇。
But God continued to take care of the widows.
没有真正爱主的人，孤儿寡妇被上帝丢弃。
There's no one who truly loves God. Their wife become widows and discarded by God.
我的母亲33岁做寡妇。
My mother become a widow at age 33.
我父亲死的，我们有七个兄弟一个姐姐。
When my father died, we have 7 brothers and 1 sister.
最大的17岁，最小的只有2岁。
The older was 17, the younger was 2.
我那个时候3岁。
I was 3 then.
上帝丢弃我们。
Because
没有
discuss us, no.
上帝从这个家庭中间兴起了中国教会历史里面最多的孩子奉献做传道的一个家庭。
From this family, God has raised one of the family that the most people dedicated themselves.
七个兄弟，有五个做牧师。
7 brothers, 5 of them.
为什么呢？因为神没有丢弃。
Because God never discuss us.
神是活的。
God is living God.
神是真的。
God is true God.
一个人真爱主，神没有放弃他。
A one who loves God truly, God will not discuss them.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
但我要请你回到那五个人。
I want to come back to that five person.
如果是我
，If it were I,
我会拿枪起来向天空哒哒哒的开几枪。
I can take a pistol and shoot in the air.
先把他们吓跑再讲。
They're frightened.
我不打他嘛。
I don't shoot them.
我最多打掉一两只鸟嘛。
I may want to shoot for that.
我向空中开枪嘛。
Fire in the air.
为什么这些人连拿枪不拿
？Why did these people don't even take out a pistol?
因为他们连吓他们所爱的人都不做。
Because they don't even want to frighten those whom they love.
我那个时候才 大概不到20岁。
I was about less than 20 at the time.
应该不是63，是59年的时候。
Maybe in the 50s.
我那个时候还不到20岁。
I was less than 20.
我一直想不明白，怎么有这样爱别人的人。
I couldn't understand how come that people would love people so much.
有这么肯为别人死的。
Those who are prepared to sacrifice for the sake.
他们如果不是基督的爱的感化，没有可能做。
If it's not because the love of Christ is constrained, then it's not possible.
感谢上，
Praise the Lord.
历史有这样的见证，这样的记录太多了。
In the history, you have this of testament, this of record, there's so many of it.
我们看见世界上有许许多多的假基督徒、假传道、假牧师。
We see that in the world there are many false Christians, false pastors.
我们看见世界历史有许多伟大的真基督徒、真牧师、真传道。
But yet we also see that many great and true Christians and pastors.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
从那一件事以后呢
？After that incident,
我更清楚。
All the more I knew,
我们要真心做神的仆人。
We must be true servants of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters,
圣经的话。
The Bible says,
当我们还做罪人的时候
，While we are yet sinners,
基督为我们死。
Christ died for us.
这样的爱不是人的文化产生出来。
Such love is not a product of man's culture.
是神的救恩产生出来。
It is produced from the redemption of God.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
我们软弱的时候
，When we are weak,
基督为我们死。
Christ died for us.
我们做罪人的时候
，When we are yet sinners,
基督为我们死。
Christ died for us.
我们看第十节
，And verse 10，
你看。我先念第九节，你们念第十节。现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他的免去上帝的愤怒。第十节，
因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着上帝儿子的死，
得与上帝和好，
既和好，就更要因他的生得救了。
第十节，不但如此。我们既借着我们主耶稣基督得与上帝和好，也就借着他以上帝为乐。我讲这三节的圣经，我可能还需要一个钟头来讲。
These three verses I still need 1 hour to expound.
我今天就快要不久也就要结束了。
I want to conclude this session.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹 ，My dear brothers and sisters，
当我们做罪人的时候
，When you're yet sinners，
耶稣为我们死
，Christ died for us。
当我们软弱的时候
，When you're weak，
按照所定的死为我们死
，According to appointed time he died for us。
我们借助基督的死
，So that through his death，
我们称义了
，That we are justified。
我们借助他免去上帝的愤怒。
Through him we escape from the wrath of God.
上帝不再对我们发脾气。
God will not have his wrath upon us.
上帝的怒气因为基督这伟大的死已经消了。
Because of this great death of Christ Jesus, he has been the pacified.
这个神学里面叫做这个叫做什么呢？ Propitiation. 这个叫做 propitiation.
Has been propitiated.
挽回了。
Has been propitiated.
什么叫做挽回呢？
What has propitiated?
收回了他的怒气。
He has been taken back.
不再向我们圣。
No more than your wrath.
Propitiation in Jesus Christ.
那他怒气被挽回了，在基督里面。
感谢上。
Praise the Lord.
神的怒气已经被挽回了。
The wrath of God has been propitiated.
神不再降他的怒气在我们。
That he will not have his wrath upon us.
你还记得罗马书第一章第十八节讲什么？
Do you still remember that in chapter 1 of verse 18 of Romans
原来上帝的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。
God's wrath has manifested from heaven upon those who are ungodly.
就是那些不义阻挡真理的人。
Also those are unrighteous who are suppressed.
是谁啊？
Who are they?
就是你。
You,
就是我。
And I.
我们这是应当受神怒气。
We who should receive the wrath of God.
现在借着基督的死
through the death of Jesus,
神的怒气收回了。
His wrath and propitiation.
基督成全了神对公义的要求。
And also God, Jesus has met also the demand of the righteousness of God.
基督代替我们满足了神公义的定位对付。
He substituted in our place and he died because of the righteousness of God.
神的愤怒就挽回过来。
So God's wrath had not been propitiated.
那么现在我们要看接下去第十节什么讲怎么样。
So in verse 10, what did he say?
他这里是因为我们还做仇敌的时候，借着上帝儿子的死，便与上帝和好。
He said it because while you yet as sinners and enemies and reconciled to him.
既已和好。
Since you have been reconciled.
便要因他的生得救了。
And also we are saved because of his life.
所以这里不但提到基督的死，提到基督的什么？基督的什么？
So, mention about his death.
生什么意思呢？ 耶稣基督的死以后复活了。
Jesus died when he resurrected.
所以基督是第一个真正出死入生的救主。
Christ Jesus is a true savior that has gone through death to life.
他以后也使所有死了的人可以借助他进到新的生命。
After him, through him, many people will go from death to life.
所以他是从死里复活的唯一的救主。
He is the only savior that resurrected from death.
他更是一切从死里复活的人的初熟的果子。
And also, he is the first fruit of those who died.
只要我们靠住他的死，我们一生和好。
So through his death we are reconciled to God.
我们靠住他的生，我们得救一个新的生命。
And through his life we are saved. We have a new life.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
基督的死
，the death of Christ.
基督的生
，his life.
是使我们可以与他同死，与他同生。
Enable to die for him, with him and resurrect with him.
他死是为我们的罪。
God he died for the sake of our sin.
复活是为我们的称义。
He resurrected for justification.
他死是挽回神的怒气。
He died to appreciate God's wrath.
他复活是神把新的生命赐给我们。
He's resurrected so that God will give new life to us.
感谢上
帝。Praise the Lord.
当我们还软弱的时候
，When we are weak,
他们还有罪人的时候
，When we are sinners,
他们还有仇敌的时候
，The enemies.
他按照说定的日子为我们死。
According to appointed time, he died for us.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
今天晚上
，Tonight,
我们成为何等样的人。
Such a person we become
because of His grace.
Because of His grace.
如果基督没有为我们死
，If Christ did not die for us,
我们没有办法脱离软弱的阶段。
Then we cannot leave the state of weakness.
如果基督没有为我们死
，If Christ did not die for us,
我们没有办法得到罪的赦免。
We cannot be forgiven our sin.
如果基督没有为我们死
，If Christ did not die for us,
我们没有办法挽回神的怒气。
We cannot appreciate God's wrath.
如果基督没有为我们死
，If Christ did not die for us,
我们没有办法我们被称为义
，We cannot be justified.
如果基督没有为我们死
，Christ not die for us，
我们没有办法与神和好。
We cannot be reconciled to God.
基督没有为我们死而复生
，If Christ not die and resurrected，
我们没有办法做一个真正的救人。
We cannot be a one who truly saved.
这都是神的恩典。
All these are the grace of God.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
我们现在站起来
It's all right.
我们再从第六节读到第十一节的
read from verse 6 to 11
很严肃的
very solemn
很谦卑的
humbly
尽情的读这一段的话语
and in godliness
第六节读到第十一节因我们
还软弱的时候基督就按所定的日期为罪人死为义人死是少有的
为人人死或者
不敢做的
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死上帝的爱就在此向我们显明了
现在我们既靠着他的血称义就更要借着他免去上帝的愤怒因为我们做仇敌的时候且借着神儿子的死得与神和好既和好就更要因他的身得救了不但如此我们既借着我主耶稣基督对上帝和好也就借着他以上帝为了
我们仍旧站立
We remain standing
我们大家低头在主的面前
Bow head before the Lord